Okay, good evening, everybody. We are this week going to learn the laws of Yichud, at least the beginning of it. The reason why I decided to discuss these laws is because that we're now finishing Shuvavim Tat. And Shuvavim Tat, as we all know, it's a time for Tosefes Kedusha, that we should become more holy, especially in those, in these areas, in these fields. So I thought that this could be something nice to discuss. It's not too long. It might take maybe another shir, I'm not quite sure. But it's a very interesting topic. We have some contemporary questions to deal with. Is there a problem of Yichud in the elevator? Is there a problem of Yichud? I saw a tshuva that a lady had to rent a private jet, so she was on a private jet, and she was there alone, and there was a male pilot. So she wanted to know, is there a problem of Yichud that she's alone with the pilot? Maybe there's a problem of Yichud. Is there a problem of Yichud in that certain case? Until which age is Yichud? Yeah, some people say, I'm so old, this and that, and she's so old. Why is there a problem of Yichud? Until which age there is the problem, the prohibition of Yichud? Before I printed the source sheet, so a friend of mine told me about a case that happened in 1967 about a girl that she was skiing, and the chairlift was stuck, and she was with a man on the chairlift, and it was getting darker and darker, and because she was concerned maybe with the problem of Yichud, so she jumped off the chairlift and she got wounded. Seriously, I didn't believe it. I seriously didn't believe it. But he sent it to me, and I couldn't print it because it was too late. If you want, somehow I'll send it over. She jumped off. She got injured somehow, and she said, "Listen, I had to do that because of the problem of Yichud. I'm from I'm a religious Jew, and they brought in a Jewish expert, an expert of Jewish halacha, explaining that there's a problem of Yichud with a J, and yes, it could have harmed her reputation and the reputation of her parents." And because of that, the court decided that the ski place will have to pay her a big amount of money. She earned something like $35,000 in the 60s. I mean, it must have been a very, very high price. Is there indeed a problem of Yichud when you're stuck up in the chairlift or not? So let's try to learn the fundamentals of Yichud and try to learn these basic halachas. I'll just once again at the source sheet for those who just came. Always better to come in person, but it's also fun to see you from far and by Zoom. So I brought in the beginning two articles from the Israeli press. The first one in the right-hand side is from Iton Haaretz. Iton Haaretz, if you don't know, it's a very left-wing newspaper in Israel, very liberal, very progressive, and apparently there was this female comedian called Revital Vitelson, and she said, she posted on Facebook, she said that every time that her daughter is babysitting, so she's concerned, and she's asking those that her daughter is babysitting by them, please, I don't want the missus, I don't want the mister, the husband of the family to drive my daughter home. I want the missus. I want the mother of the family that she would drive the girl home. And there was a certain debate. I mean, are you now actually suggesting that all males are potential predators? All males are like that? And I brought you from a very liberal and progressive newspaper that they're saying, yes, she's right. Revital Vitelson tzodeket u'mochicha, and she's proving it. Gvarim dorshim yachas tov bizman shenashim mefachdot lehanes. Yes, that women have a real, true concern that they might be chas v'sholom raped by men. So yes, what she said is absolutely right, and you shouldn't say anything bad about it. She's absolutely right. Even in this time and age, we could suggest that all men are potentially predators and have this kind of concern. So it's very interesting that although that they're more progressive and more liberal, they see eye to eye with halacha. And there is, I won't say a response, but another article in a less progressive and liberal newspaper called Yisrael Hayom in the left side, that they suggested that Hashamranut Atido Shel HaFeminism, that conservatism, yeah, is that a word?
Yeah.
Could be. So that's the future of feminism. That very interesting. And see inside the article, she's saying this as a response to this comedian. באופן פרדוקסלי, התוצאה המתבקשת ממהפכת Me Too עשויה להיות אימוץ נרחב של עמדות שמרניות ודתיות. That if now we have this new thing called Me Too, that women rights and all of this, what is going to cause? Going back to our conservative and religious sources. הלכות ייחוד, למשל, the laws of ייחוד, אכן מחייבות את האנשים ללוות את הבייביסיטר, ועושות על הגבר, לנסוע בלילה, לבד עם מישהי, מן השני. Yes, if we would go according to the halachas, which are 1,000 years ago, so that's the right thing to do. That the husband will, in fact, take the baby, the wife will take the babysitter home, and not the husband. So it seems to see that the world is progressing, but it's a galgal chozer ba'olam that's moving on forward and forward, and what is it doing ultimately? Going back to our original religious and conservative sources of yichud. So it's very interesting to see that point, to see that the laws of yichud. Actually, I'm not really sure what kind of point I want to make. I mean, it just shows that it seems to be the right thing to do, the laws of yichud, and that's what I wanted to start our share with. Okay, so let's see the sources. So in the beginning, I want to explore what is the severity of the prohibition of yichud. Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? So let's see. The Gemara says in source number 1, Talmud Bavli, Avodah Zarah, Levin Tvav, this is also Gemara in Kiddushin, yichud debat Yisrael deoraita hi. The Gemara suggests that the prohibition of yichud is deoraita. With a Jewish girl. We see exactly if she's married or not. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Remez liichud min haTorah minayin, Sheneemar ki esitcha achicha ben imecha. The Torah tells us if your brother, son of your mother, will seduce you. So the Gemara asks, it's a very unclear Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua in source number 2 tries to deal with it, I'm not sure I'll go into it, but he says, I don't really truly understand this Gemara, but what? Only the son of your mother is seducing and not your son of your father? Ela? Ben mitiched im imo, ve'ein acher mitiched im kol ha'reot shebatorah. Somehow they learn from this Gemara, from this pasuk, some kind of a drasha, that the son could be together with his mother, not together, I mean, yichud in the same room with her, ve'ein acher mitiched im kol ha'reot shebatorah, that you could be with your mother, but you can't be in the same room with any other arayas, with eshet ish, or anyone that you cannot be together and get married with. So, you see from here that the Gemara somehow darshans it. The Pnei Yeshua tries to explain what exactly is the drasha, but the Gemara darshans and says that yichud is deoraisa. So the Gemara conclusion says yichud deoraita deeshet ish, that deoraisa severity of yichud in a deoraisa level, it's only when it's an eshet ish, someone who's married. Ata David veGazar afilu ayichud depnuya. King David came later on during his time, and he did a gzera of the yichud of pnuya, of even a single girl. Not only if this is a married lady, which is in eshet ish, which is a chiyuv kares, it may be even worse. Ve'ata to David shema betilel gazar afilu ayichud avedet kochavim, and only later on. They set up another gzera, saying that not only yichud of eshet ish, not only yichud of a single Jewish girl, but also yichud with a non-Jewish lady. That's also a problem. That's also subject of the prohibition of yichud. So we see that the Gemara says it's deraita and remez yichud min haTorah. Is it indeed deraisa or not? Is it indeed a biblical prohibition or not? There's a three-way machlokas. The tool in source number 3. I think his source is from the Tosfot. He says, "Asur min haTorah leish sheyitched im ha'erva ben yalda ben zkena." V'chachamim gazru al kol yichud afilu shel pnuya v'kutit. That this is a deraisa prohibition. This is a biblical prohibition that a man cannot be together in the same room alone with an erva, his somehow relative, whether she's young, whether she's old, if she's an eshet ish, and chachomim, and only at the rabbanon level is the yichud of a pnuya and a kutis. Pnuya is a single lady, and a kutis is the non-Jew. This is according to the two. What? Yeah. When the Torah brings here kutis, it means a non-Jew. Absolutely. Beis Yosef says that the Rambam learned differently, that the Rambam said, no, this is not deoraita, although the Torah says deoraita hi, or remez liichud min ha-Torah, from the Torah, where do I learn it? He says, no. The Rambam says, this is only a Kabbalah. It's not really clear, according to Rambam, whether it's Derabanan or it's something maybe even more than Derabanan. He says it's Mipia Kabbalah and not Deraisa. V'tama she'af alpi she'amu Yichud Deoraita. When the Gemara says that Yichud is Deraisa, no, lovely meimra shu katuv b'Torah. She'amara amar remez l'Yichud b'Torah. It's not explicitly in the Torah. The Gemara itself says, remez l'Yichud b'Torah. Where is there a hint of Yichud in the Torah? ולשון רמז מוכיח שאינו מפורש אלא רמז באלמה. This is not something which is explicit in the Torah. It's only a remez, only a hit. It's in fact only Kabbalah. Kabbalah might be derabanan. So according to the two, it's mamish deraisa. According to the Rambam, it's derabanan. The Pesachei Tshuva does some kind of compromise in source number 5. The Bereita brings a Chavos Yoer, saying and suggesting af letosfot datur davka ish echad im ha'erva asume deoraita. Aval ish echad im bet nashim ola hefech dikeman seifei eino ela medarabanan. Now the severity of deoraisa is only in the case of one man with one married lady, with one erva lady. That's deoraita. We'll see that there's also a provision of yichud with one man and two women together. And nevertheless, there's a provision of yichud. That is derabanan. That will be derabanan. But one man and one woman together is deoraisa. One man and two ladies, according to Pesachei Tshuva, will be only derabanan. So let's summarize the shitos. According to the two Tosfot, it's mamish deraisa. According to Rambam, it seems to be some divrei Kabbalah, not deraisa. It might be even derabanan. According to the Pesachei Tshuva, yichud, one man with one lady is deraisa. One man and two ladies is derabanan. It's important to know whether it's deraisa or derabanan, because we'll see all kind of times that the rabbis are in machlokis one with each other. And if it's a suffix deraisa, you have to be lechumra. If it's a suffix derabanan, you can be more lenient, and suffix derabanan lekula. That's the basic. Yeah.
How do you define this? Like, when you say a man is with a woman, like, what is the definition?
Very good, very good. So we're going to learn. Let's just say the easy example: locked up in one house. We're going to see several leniencies. We're going to see heterim of ba'al habayir, of an open door, windows, depends, maybe. Windows is kind of tricky. But yeah, seemingly it's yichud. Strictly speaking, a house, privately, that's yichud.
Then why was this glass an issue?
What? The ski is the most absurd thing in the world. This is not. Yichud could be also in a field. If they're together in a field, no one's around, that could also be considered to be yichud. Because if they're not aware, even if there is someone around seeing them and they're not aware of it, that's also a problem of yichud. So going in places, in dark places and lonely places, driving a car, that potentially could be a problem of yichud. But in that case, it's ridiculous. They're over there, everyone are seeing them, even if it's dark at night, it seems to be very ridiculous to suggest that there's a problem of yichud in the case of the ski resort. I absolutely agree with you. Soon we'll see, I think, another reason why it doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay? Yeah? Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay. So now let's see a very important chakira that defines the problem of yichud, that gives a clear definition, the nature of yichud. What is yichud? So there is a chakira. I'll say it first of all about it, then we'll see the opinions, and then we'll see also the potential nafkaminas. Is yichud a chashash, or is it an isur atzmi? Is it a concern that, okay, if they're together, this might develop to something more severe, and they might get intimate, they might be mamish one with each other? That's the problem of yichud? Or no? Maybe yichud is an isur atzmi. That even if there is no potential that this could develop to something else, the Torah tells us you can't be with a woman intimately, you can't touch a woman, and you also can't be with her in the same room. They have another way of closeness that the Torah prohibits. You can't be together intimately.
Who's on the guy, no girl, no.
What? Who said? Who said?
Is it on both?
Yeah. Well, there are, yeah. Why not?
Because I was going to say, let's assume the guy's in a wheelchair and he can't move.
Very good. That's a very good enough kamina. That's a very good enough kamina. Yeah, so a guy in a wheelchair can't move.
So what's the girl worried about? Is going to make him a
she can't be with me in the same room.
Yeah,
I mean, the chashash, the concern will be both ways. The Avi Ezri, who's Avi Ezri?
Father of
Ezra. He's not the father of Ezra. He's the father of Ephraim, Dr. Ephraim Shach. He's the father of Dr. Ephraim Shach. Avi Ezri is Rav Shach. The Panim is Rosh Yeshiva, the Lithuanian leader, passed away 21 years ago. And he says, Niris b'zesvarat Rashi, מאחר שאיסור ייחוד דאורייתא, כמו שפורש בעבודה זרה, ייחוד דאורייתא, that ייחוד is an explicit Torah prohibition, אם כן, איסור עצמותי הוא. I think I had to write this down, so it could be that I'm mistaken. I think it's איסור עצמותי. This has nothing to do with any concerns that it might develop to something else. This is an איסור עצמותי, to begin with, being together in the same room, a man and a woman, if they're... This is an erva, so in that case, it's a problem. We can't be together. This is an isur atzmi. Ve'lo mishum ha'chashash d'shem ha'yavo aleha. And not because of the concern that maybe this might develop to something else. Ela kol she'sheyach bi'aba asra ha'torah b'yichud me'akra. Every single man and woman that might get close to each other, the Torah says, every connection like that could be like that, there is an isur. But it's an isur atzmi. Even if there's no... A real concern that this could actually happen. Even if there's no real concern, we're in Surah 6 in page number 2. So if there's no real concern, still it is a problem. That's the Rav Shach. He says, since the Torah, the Gemara says that Isra Yichud is an explicit Isra Deraisa, even if there's no chance of anything happening, there's a problem with this, of Yichud.
So he would hold that it's indefinite for time, doesn't matter how long you live, or even a second, right?
Very good point. So you're actually claiming a nafkamina that if it's no chashash that something might have happened, so in that case it could be just less than a second. It can't be even for one moment together. Very good, very good, very good. We're going to mention the Gemara in Sota in the third page in source 18. Very good. Amazing. Wow. I'm deeply impressed. No, really. It's amazing. Wow. Wow, you're absolutely right. We're going to see that. So you're suggesting if it's an Isra Atzmi. Yeah. Wow, now I'm even more impressed. So we're going to a very interesting point. You're saying that once, there's the end for a second. One could suggest that even if it's an Isra Atzmi, so it has to be with a certain time. That, like Bia, the Torah had to tell us exactly what is a Bia, that is considered to be a Maisa Usur to do together, so also the Yichud could be something in a certain time. That only 5 minutes is considered to be together in a close, in an intimate place. It doesn't matter. It could be that the Torah would define that you can't be together for a certain amount of time. Meaning that in the same room together is nothing. It has to be, everything has to have a shear. Right? You have a shear of eating, you have a shear of that. What is the shear of being together in the room? Could be 5, 10, whatever, how long it is. The Gemara in Sota there does discuss the concern of something happening.
There it's very quick. It doesn't make sense. The times don't really add up.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that soon, about elevators, very good. But I hear your point that maybe could be, I'm suggesting that even though it's the last week, you could have a shear. Like you have a shear of eating chazer to be chayiv, so you also have a shear of being together in the same room to be chayiv and yichud. A very good point. This is according to Rav Shach Avi Ezri. He says, Isur Atzmi, Sana Chashash in Avoala. Chazonish, very interestingly, he had a volume of Avi Ezri. Avi Ezri was younger than him. Rav Shach was way younger than the Chazonish. He had a copy of Avi Ezri. He learned Avi Ezri, and he had, and wrote aside it some notes for himself, and or to point out to Rav Shach. And after he passed away, he took his notes and put it inside the book. And he notes in the note Chet. He says, he's bringing this Avi Ezri in Surah 7. He's quoting the Avi Ezri, saying that v'nira b'zeh svarat Rashi lo mishum chashash shem yavo eleha ayin Rambam. Sham halacha aleph. He brings the words of the Rambam saying, asur, I had to add a few words to understand what he means. Asur litiached im erva min arayot ben zkena ben yalda, shedavar ze gorem legalot erva. This causes, and this develops, and this will ultimately become a gilui erva. It will sometime come and develop to be a gilui erva. So he says the words of the Rambam seem to be very clear. Why you can't be together in one room with someone? Because this could develop to something else. Shedaval ze gorem. This causes a gilui erva. This causes an intimate relationship. So he says, according to Rambam, it's very clear, Reb Shach, that the problem of yichud is not an isur atzmi. It is a concern that it might develop to something very bad. So, before I carry on, which nafkaminas do you think could arise from this chakira, from this machlokas? Whether it is an isur atzmi, that's no matter what, even nothing could happen, or a chashash. Which nafkaminas could we have?
There has to be possibilities.
So it has to be possibilities, meaning?
I read the next line.
Okay, so one thing I think could be regarding the ski, the how's it called? The chairlift. What are we talking about? I don't want to be creative, but I mean, it sounds really, really far-fetched that something could develop from this situation. Really, really far-fetched. Regardless, this doesn't seem to be yichud at all. But it seems very hard to believe that something could happen on that ski chairlift. Very hard to believe. And we have numerous nafkaminas that you could argue with some of them. Igros Moshe discusses a very old, very, 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 very old man. Very old man that has no longer any capability of getting to this situation. So he says, maybe in that case there should be any problem. So he says in source 8, Uvda dezaken v'chalash shenitbatlu kol kochotav, he has no longer power. Ve'lo sheach lavo ledei kishui, he has sheach latiri le'ez barul. So he says, if it was really true, 100% true, that this person is not capable at all, it will be okay. However, aval lo efshar ledaz bevadai bezkenim v'chalushim shenitma'ata hatava v'ratzon ve'ika betziyud itorer atzam tavatam pitom. He says, since you could never know 100% sure that this is in fact the situation, so we have to be always machmir. But if we would have known that there's no chance at all that something could happen, that could be a reason. That could be okay. This person is very, 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 very old. This is according to Igros Moshe. So obviously he thought differently than Avi Ezri. He thought like the Chazon Ish, only can really develop to something else. Minchas Asher brings the example of the airplane. Minchas Asher Basher Rice. So he says in source number 9, I'll read it out. There was this lady that she was living in Chutz La'aretz, or she was staying there for some reason, and her father passed away in Israel. She wanted to go to the funeral. And it was snowing severely there, and there was a blizzard. She couldn't leave town and get to the international airport unless she's using a private jet, taking her from wherever she is, let's say Colorado, to New York City. There isn't any crew there. There aren't any stewardess or whatever. How's it in English? Dayalima? Stewardess? Yeah? And you don't have anyone there helping. It's only she and the pilot together in the air in a private jet. So it's a problem of Yichud. Vedanti, it says Moshe Weiss, Kevan shenitbarer, the kol isur yichud eino ela mechashash biya, because since I hold like the Chazon Ish, that has a great diak in the Rambam, that the concern of yichud is only if it could develop to something else. Uvenidon didan, ein klal efsharut sheavo lidei kach. Ki atayas eino yochol lerega, lazov et ahege ushar ha-machshirim. I'm not sure this is entirely true. Right? There is autopilot.
Northern America, which is not Colorado, so it could be an hour flight or an hour and a half flight.
Okay.
And it's probably a small plane, and probably autopilot, I mean, not a pilot, but autopilot probably doesn't work that well in such a situation.
Uh-huh. I don't know. It could be. But again, I mean, you have to figure out the Metzius. But he says, if indeed... Sorry?
Don't we ask the opinion if it's going to affect his parnassus?
Very good point. So we are going to see the concept of a person that is concerned with his parnassa. That's a very interesting point. Actually, Rosh Hashanah, for some reason, didn't mention it. This is mentioned in other places. I think next week we're going to discuss it. We have here a lot to cover. Maybe next week. But very good point. That it could be that this is his job, so this might be a problem. He might get fired. If this is a private person that has a private jet, I don't know. But he says, "Hatayas enocho lerega lazov et ahege v'shara machsherim." So it seems that he has to hold the steering wheel of the plane. I don't know if this is true all the time. Ki az itasakev masok v'yargu shnehen. Both are going to die. Ve'ad shat amra'a. ומשעת הנחיתה יש אנשים הרבה בשדה ותאם מושבים חשוף לכל רואה. And maybe you say to me before they are departuring and after they're landing, no, for that moment there are many people around there seeing them, that won't happen. ותאם מושבים חשוף לכל רואה. אם כן מסתבר שאין כאן איסור ייחוס. So he says that in this case there's no chance that something will happen and develop, it will be okay. That's what he says. But if this is not true, if indeed there is an autopilot, There might be a problem. Unless we'll see that regarding places of work, so it could be different. But there might be a problem. Very, very, yeah. And he brings another scenario. ערכי רפואה החלק ג' עמוד נ"ה, שנשאל אם יש איסור ייחוד במי שאוסף אישה לתוך רכבו בשטחי יהודה ושומרון. A person is taking a lady in his car, and it's a very dark place, and it's very late at night, and people are not necessarily walking around there. However, it is in the territory of Yehuda veShomron, in the area of what's called the settlements, and it might be scary there because you have there a lot of Arabs around you. It might be some kind of a terrorist attack. The kivan she'ein regilim la'atzor b'tzidei adrachim mishum sekanat hamechablim. People are concerned that they might be attacked by terrorists. He won't be that crazy to put himself in danger in order to get intimate with her. So although you should find reasons to be lenient, especially if it's Shadat Chag, she's stuck in some place in Yehuda Shomron, yesh lechapes pidot acherim lebaya zo. You should also try to find some kind of solution. V'nidon v'didan v'day adif meha. So he says, in that case, he was makel when they were driving a car. He says, in the case of our case, that he's flying a plane, is much easier. Why? Because the car, you could always stop the car, hide someplace and do whatever you want to do. But in the case of the plane, you can't park the plane in the sky. You can't do anything. So you always have to keep on moving until you land. So in that case, says Rosh Weiss, this is Kal Vachomer. So in that case, obviously, it'll be okay. So we saw three potential nafkaminas. Regarding this chakira, is a concern or an isur atzmi? If he's a very old person, if they're in a plane and he has to hold the steering wheel all the time, if they're in an area which is dangerous and they can't stop, they can't do anything. I think also the case of the ski chair has a ski lift. I don't like going on ski chair all the time. In Hebrew it's called rachbal. Beautiful word rachbal. Rechev and kevel. It's very nice. Like, line. Okay, so in that case, I don't think that there'll be a problem. There are also other nafkamins that I don't want to get into. Maybe it could be, you could use your imagination. So, this is a very basic chakira, very important chakira to know about the essence of the isur. Is it a concern of bia or is it the isur atzmi? Now let's learn the basic halachos of yichud. And maybe we'll manage to get today also to the heterim of yichud, ba'el ha'beir, and p'tah p'tuach, and all those things. So the Gemara says in source 10, in the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, lo yitached adam im shtei nashim, aval isha achat mitachedet im shnei anashim. One person should not be together with two women. Also then there's a problem of yichud. But one woman, one lady could be together with two men in the same room, there's no problem with yichud. Rashi explains, why is it okay that one person can be together with two women? Rashi says, he says that women are datan kala, and they are easily seductive. Says Rashi, ולא תירז מחברתה שאף יתעשה כמותה. So I actually learned this with one of my chavrusas today, and he said to me, is this true also today? I don't know. I mean, the mitzias I assume is not true, but will the halacha change? I don't know. I don't think so. But I heard a very interesting, after the Chaim Walder case, so the RCA arranged for us some kind of program with a psychologist that he discussed in this entire cases of predators and things like that. And he said that it seems that today we hear so many stories about people predatoring children, Vidavka. What happened now that this is what's happening now in the world? Why is it? So he suggests, it's a very interesting thesis. He says it's because of the feminist movement. He's not blaming them, chas v'shalom, but he's saying that once those predators, if they had this kind of thing that they wanted to do, so they could approach women and quite easily make them do whatever he wanted them to do. But now, thanks to the feminist movement, he said, so women today have self-esteem and they won't do all these things that people ask them to do. They will stand for themselves. They won't do anything. So now he can't do all these type of things to women. So now where is he going? He's going instead to children. I think it's a very interesting idea. But, okay, I don't know. I find it very interesting. But yeah, in early times, the approach was, according to Chazal, Natan kala, nochot litpatot. Sorry?
Forget the word the kliyokr is.
You have your Rashi. He's saying it very, very clearly. Datan kala, nochot litpatot. Nochot litpatot. That, like, easily convinced, like giving a candy to a child. That was the approach in those days. And now the predators can't do it anymore, so they have to go instead to the children. Everyone has to be very, very careful and make sure that everyone are safe. So as we said, a man can't be with two women, but a woman can be with two men. The Gemara says even a woman that can be with two men, it depends what kind of men. Aval isha achat is source number 12. Aval isha achat amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, lo shanu ela b'ksherim. Only those two men are kosher men. Aval b'prutzim, but if these two men are prutzim, that are people that aren't moral, afilu be'asara namilo. Even if she's together with 10 men, so there's still a problem of yichud. And they brought a case, a terrible story. There was a certain time, they said that there was this story, this terrible story, one of a kind story, that 10 men took her and did it with her terrible, terrible things. So you see from here that you should be, that if these are putzim, even with 10 of them, there's a problem of yichud. Have many people, many putzim, there's still a problem. It's interesting that the Gemara brings this case of, yeah, you don't believe it. It was a case of 10 people with one lady. Unfortunately, today, this is the daily news. And these things happen all the time. Just show that how the morality in the world became, I think, in a certain way, less and less. I mean, it decreases all the time. So that Gemara says, Maisa Shehoya. In Israel, unfortunately, you open up a newspaper and this is the daily news. Shem Erachim. So, halacha lemaisa. In Source 13, Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezel, Son of Bet, Lo titiched isha achat, afilu im anashim arbe. And he doesn't tell us about prutzim, not prutzim. He says, today we're concerned that everyone are prutzim. A woman should not be together with even many people. Of course not one, of course not two, even many. Ad shetehe ishto shel echad mehem. Unless she's the wife of one of these people, so if she's with her husband here, she's safe, she can be with a bunch of guys, it's okay. And the same thing also, a man should be together in the same room with many women. That's also a problem of Yichud. But the Rama, he, for some reason, is more lenient. And he says, ויש אומרים, לאישה אחת מתייחדת עם שני אנשים כשרים, אם הם בעיר. I think there's a typo. This is actually I didn't write this down. Actually, copy pasted it. I think it's a mistake. Im hem ba'ir, v'stam anashim k'sherim hem. But some say that a woman could be together with two kosher men, and stam anashim k'sherim hem. And just if you look at a regular person, why should you suspect him to be a parutz? Why should you think that he's a problematic person? He's okay. Stam anashim k'sherim hem. So we see here arranged in machlokas. A machlokas Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, which is actually machlokas Sephardim and Ashkenazim. According to Sephardim, a woman can be with two men, but according to Ashkenazim, a woman can be with two men, because stam anashim k'sherim hem. That if you just pick randomly two people, why should you suggest that they're prutzim? They should. It could very much be that they are two k'sherim. So I saw a very interesting suffix. That I saw it many years ago, and I tried to find the book online, but I didn't manage to find it. That let's say there is, we're going to work, and we know that today for some reason at work they're going to be only two guys and one woman, yeah, and one lady. My friend is Sephardi, and I'm Ashkenazi. So can I go to work knowing that for me it's okay, because I'm Ashkenazi, two guys and a woman together is okay, because stam anashim k'sherim hem. And my friend is Sfaradi, and according to him, you can't have one woman with two men together, because stam anashim prutzim hem, because you always think of people are prutzim. So can I go to work with my Sephardi friend, knowing there will be two and one? Interesting suffix. I think at the time he
question is, what's the word? She's a Sephardi, then you have two prutzim and one.
Interesting. No. You're right. So for the woman, if she's a Sephardiya, yeah. Actually, same question. It doesn't have to be, I think, also his friend. If she's a Sephardiya, she's Sephardi, and yeah, let's say going to work. No. So let's say. If he's going to work, he needs a salary no matter what. But actually, it's a very good point. You have, let's say, so you and your Ashkenazi friend want to go to work, and you have a coworker who's a Sephardiya, a female Sephardiya. So can you go to work? For you, it's okay, but for her, it's a problem. It's a cute suffix. So again, according to Ashkenazim, stam anashim k'sherim hem. Now there's a very interesting halacha, that according to this halacha, it's almost impossible to live if you're Sephardi. Pay attention. In Source 14, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nashim harbe. Im anashim harbe, ein choshashim liyichud." Let's say you have five men, five women. There's no problem of yichud. Yeah, obviously, every room, every shul, every place, every store, every office has women and men together. Yeah, makes sense. But what kind of women are we dealing here, and what kind of men are we dealing here? Prutzim or not prutzim? The Chelkes Mechokek, the leading commentator in Evan Ezer, in Source 15, he's exploring. Are we discussing here k'sherim? If we have five women and five men. So if the men are k'sherim, according to the Ramah, of course it's okay. If the men are k'sherim, you can have one woman with two men. So it has to be that we're saying that the five and five here are even pulsim. Okay. But according to, but he says maybe onema, maybe we're sorry, Ken. Yeah, onema. But maybe actually the Shulchan Aruch is saying something else. Kevan de putzim hem asur afilu im arbe nashim vechen asvara notenet vinken ein nafkut adin ze rak hadat haRambam. I'll explain his words. He's saying maybe the Shulchan Aruch is actually talking according to his shita, and he's saying that men and women, when men can be together, only if everyone are ksheirim. But if they're, so the chiddush is that one lady and two men are, even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't care k'sherim, not k'sherim, it's no good. It'll be okay if they're k'sherim, if they're five and five. But if they're prutzim, explains the Chelkes Mechokek, it'll be a problem even five and five. So according to the Chelkes Mechokek, ain't no double self. You can't ride a bus. You can't go on the parade. You can't go, because every single place you go, you'll have their prutzim.
What?
He says, according to Shulchan Aruch, everyone prutzim. According to Shulchan Aruch, everyone prutzim. If they're non-Jews,
you only can live out
So the logic is like that. Again, I just want to make this chakira clear according to him. He says that I think that the pshat of Shulchan Aruch means that many women and many men meant together are, there's no problem of yichud only if they're ksherim. But if they're prutzim, there's a problem. So if people are prutzim, which is the majority of the world according to Shulchan Aruch, so even 5 and 5, 10 and 10, it'll be a problem. Which is very hard to believe.
But the Shulchan is not saying stam or prutzim.
He doesn't distinguish.
So if there's a mixture.
So the question is, if some are prutzim, some are ksherim, I don't know. But he says, this is the svara. I don't know what to say. If the prutzim is also a filo im noshim harbe. I don't know. Very interesting.
The whole sport, we're only worried about yichud that it'll bring to intimacy.
Yeah.
If you have 100 people, you're not going to come to intimacy. Even if they're all prutzim. It doesn't shtib. Like, the fishman doesn't mean.
I hear. I hear. I think that's a valid point. I hear. Anyway, how much is Nashim Harbe? Nashim Harbe? He says that this is dealing with the Chosan and Kala, so it's two people and the Chosan, two ladies and the Kala, so it's 3 and 3, that's Harbe Harbe, Nashim Harbe and Anoshim Harbe. The Bach says no, Bet Nashim and Bet Nashim, that's already considered to be Harbe. Two men, two women, that's already considered to be Harbe. So again, the basic halachas of Yichud is a man can't be with two ladies, even today. A woman can't be with two men. Here there's a machlok, the Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, I don't care. A woman can be with two men, according to the Ramah, if they are ksherim, and stam anoshim ksherim, it'll be okay. So he says, according to Ramah, almost all the time, a woman with two men, it'll be okay. If they're planting together, it'll be fine. Definitely according to the Ashkenazim among us. Okay, now let's learn about the time of Yichud. How much time is the problem of Yichud? And this will concern, of course, also regarding elevators. So, and not only elevators, but also, really, how long is the problem of Yichud? So, as Rav Younger said before him, the Gemara in Sota gives us plenty of examples. The Gemara in Sota says, again, reminding us all, what is the Gemara Sota dealing with? Isha Sota is a woman that the husband is for some reason concerned with her relationship with some guy. So he is Mekanela. He tells you should not be with this person in a closed place. If they are, so after he is doing what's called a Kinui, saying that you shouldn't be together, even after that, they're together in a place, and they have Yichud together, they're in a place for a certain amount of time, what's called Stira. So in that, after that, she's an Isha Soita, and she has to drink the water, and she might explode, as we all know, in Parshas Nosoi, all that situation. So how long is Stira? How long are they together, which is a problem? And this, of course, will also influence Yichud. So the Gemara answers, K'day Tuma, the time to be together. What is K'day Tuma? K'day Bia, being intimate. How much you should be intimate? K'day Ha'ara'a. Which is k'day hakafat dekel. So the amount of time of stira is the amount of time of beginning the process of being intimate. That's the shir of stira. And now how long is that? So you have your how many opinions? 97, right? Okay, but you have your lot of opinions. You have here k'day hakafat dekel, the amount of time that it takes you to surround a palm tree. Rabbi Elazar omer k'day mizigat kos, the amount of time it takes you to pour a glass of water. No, the amount of time it takes you to drink the water. No, the amount of time that takes you to boil an egg. After you boil the egg, you have to drink it. You have to drink 3 eggs, one after each other. That's the amount of time. To do a small kesher gardi, some kind of knot. The amount of time it takes her to take out a Q-tip out of her mouth. I have to stop there. I don't remember if there are more opinions, but as you see, so many opinions. How long is this thing called K'day Tuma, K'day Bia, K'day Ha'ara'a? The beginning of the process of being intimate. Now, there's a very, very important Tosfot. telling us kama shiur stira beyushalmi kol alin shiurin achar hatarat sinar. Wait a second, it's not only the amount of time being together intimately, all this starts after hatarat sinar, after she has to take off her clothes. So you have to add also kedei tuma and also hatarat sinar, taking off her clothes. Now the Minchas Yitzchak wants to give us a number. Okay, I see all these things. Tuma, Biyah, Hara'a, Dekel, Bizigasakos, Shtiya. Tell me in minutes, speak with me in modern time, how much time is a problem of Yichud? So he brings the question of an elevator built in a big city in source 20. Al Dvar HaBatim HaGvuhim Shebanu HaSiti Mekaz Ha'ir Kamo Yutet VeKaf Komot. It's a huge, huge building, 19, maybe 20 levels. Vasu elevator automati Kshemafi'il Al Kaftor Lelech Lemala Olemata Le'ezu Koma Sheyeh Shuv Yi Efshar La'omid Bachutz Lafsik HaSeder. Once you press the button, you can't stop it. I wonder if it means that once you press, let's say, floor number 19, so it won't stop in the middle. I wonder if that was the Metzias that time. So he says, "If there is chashash yichud, kshiyisu yachad ish v'isha b'seder kaze b'li shemafriya, u'may asu avrechim shechashim v'ratzim la'avoda v'lo yuchle amtina be." What are we going to do with all these yigalat that want to go to work? Yeah, there are avrechim that go to work. Very interesting. But yeah, this is something which is very severe. Ki kayom hazeh darim kama meot mishpachot b'batim elu. You have hundreds of families living in these buildings, have 20 floors. You'll be stuck there forever, waiting to have your own elevator, or maybe you have to go up and down. It's a big problem. V'yishelam nechutza alacha lemaaseh im nuchal letzaded heter al pi alacha sheze lo havi yichud. So let's try to find some kind of heter that this won't be yichud, an elevator. So his assumption was, obviously, it will be a problem of yichud. Well, let's see why it might not be. So he tries to measure what is the time of yichud. Maybe it could be okay, because the amount of time that you are in the elevator, it's not shiur tuma. It's not the amount of time to be intimate. So this is the opinion of Ben Azai. Yet the amount of time to make an egg. And the Rambam adds v'gmiata. So it has to be the amount of time. So this is in that case like Rabbi Akiva, the amount of time making an omelet and eating it. That's the amount of time of bia. And he says, wait. So in that case, you have to also add a few more things. You have to add kol alin shiurin achar hatarat sinar. He also brings the Tosfos saying, "This is, okay, this is a shiur tuma, but this is additional to the time of taking off the clothes." V'hidu, shami, again, v'imken mosif al shiur dekdei zot beitzav v'gmiata gam kekdei asarat beged atachton. He says, I think she also add another thing to take in mind. So he says that the entire idea here is the amount of time that they will do something and no one will notice. So it has to be amount of time of taking off the clothes, being together, and putting the clothes back on. So he says, okay, so in that case, he has to take all those things in mind. So how much is this thing in minutes? So he says, so we said that the shear of tuma is to make the egg, and afterwards eat it, and you want to eat it when it's still hot. So he says, we have to measure how long it takes you to drink a coffee. That's his measure. So he says, according to the Sefer Meforshim, it means you're eating the egg. So it's not an omelet. You're heating the egg, and then you're drinking the egg. So how long does it take you to heat and drink an egg? So he went to Starbucks or to Tim Hortons and he walked around asking people how much time did it take you to drink a coffee. And he did this survey and it turned out approximately 8 minutes. That's what he says. That's a certain time to boil something and then drink it. Something like eight minutes. So he says this would be something like 8 minutes. But I'm not entirely sure. So he says in the fourth line, from the bottom of the of this paragraph, ומקום מקום אין יכולים להחליט דבר ברור בזה, אבל אפשר אם כדי לצאת מדי ספק, היינו מצמצמים השיעור על הימינות, היה מספיק. I think 5 minutes is enough. So again, so he says, we halacha ma'isa, the amount of time of yichud is to boil something and then drink it. So how much time it takes to drink a coffee? 8 minutes. So let's say 5 minutes. Let's say 5 minutes, that's the amount of time of yichud. So in that case, in 5 minutes, the amount of time of yichud, usually the travel on the elevator won't be 5 minutes, usually. So in that case, it'll be okay. That's what he suggests. And he says, in that case, it'll be okay. But, of course, I want G'dolei Torah to be masking with me, to agree with me. So he was very worried with this psak. He thought that he's bringing some kind of great chiddush, a great kula, suggesting that the amount of time is 8 minutes, but he thinks 5 minutes. So 5 minutes of yichud seems to be okay, according to Minchas Yitzchok. Igros Moshe gives us a tremendous, tremendous kula. So the Gemara started saying shir tuma, amount of time of being intimate. The Tosfot added, no, also amount of time taking off the clothes. Minchas Yitzchok said, no, taking off clothes and putting back on clothes. Igros Moshe says something unbelievable. He says not only the amount of time of the intimacy and clothes and things like that, also the amount of time that you need to seduce the other side. Amount of time that you need to seduce the other side. Ach tzarich nosaf leze, this is in source 21, I underlined it. Ach tzarich nosaf leze, k'tzat k'shi'ur lishkav lefshot b'abgadim. Yeah, that's really like and if he doesn't know this lady and doesn't have some kind of relationship with her, you need to add some time in order to seduce her. In the Gemara of Sota is discussing a case that the husband is suspected that they already have some kind of previous relationship. They already have some kind of kesher. He doesn't need any time to seduce. So only in that specific case, in Sota, it's only Isur Stira and also Hatarat Sinar, as the Tosfos mentioned. But in our case, a person that's randomly with a stranger on an elevator, it has to be the amount of time also to seduce her. Because before they were together in the room, she's already seduced by him. Because they already have some kind of kesher together, they already have some kind of relationship. But if he goes with someone that she's a complete stranger, they don't even know each other. Or even they know each other, but they don't have any close relationship. They don't have this thing called libo gasba, that they're close one with each other. This is very hard to find the definition how long it takes to seduce the average lady. Even the most woman with the most das kala, with the most seductive, the most easiest to seduce, uvaday shiur gadol tuva meshiur biya af li prutzot ve'af li nashei nochiot, even for the prutzos, even for the shiktsis, for those who are not even Jewish, it's a long time. It cannot be 5 minutes. It has to be much more. Even if people were considered to be prutzos, they have to be seduced. They won't do it just with anyone. Even if he knows her for being a kdesha. Kdesha means someone that this is her job. After Mivtza Kadesh, in Israel, there was a war in Israel, I think in the 50s. If I'm mistaken, I hope I'm not embarrassing myself with my lack of knowledge of Israeli history. It was called Mivtza Kadesh. What? So it was called Mivtza Kadesh. So Rav Lau Senior told us that he once spoke with some kind of soldier or some kind of, I think it was a doctor during the time of the war, and because of the war, he called his daughter, Mifsa Kadesh, Kadesha. And Kadesha in Hebrew is Hashem Erachim, the most ancient practice, profession in the world. Kadesha. So even if he knows that this woman in the elevator is a Kadesha, Hatzarich lashvot ima besachah v'leshelem la. But they have to come to some kind of agreement. It will take some time. Or demashkon. So he says, in that case, it has to be a very long time. So it says, the ma'isa, the time of yichud is a very long time. According to Gus Moshe, it's a big, big kula. Minchas Yitzchok said 5 minutes. But he says, no, it has to be also to include a time of pitui. This could take a while. Of course. He already disagreed because he already gave the example of an old person.
No, Rav Shach says,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was already making with a person that is not capable of doing anything. Yeah, Igris Moshe, of course. Igris Moshe Lashitoso. So he says, yes, of course, every long traveled elevator, Afde Meshach 25 Komot. Yeah, 25 floors, there's no problem with Yichud. Uvegas Batuva, and even if they know each other, וכן שישה נוכרית מנהיגה את המעלית ששם פרוצות ובגב איזה פעמים if it's something that they know each other they have some kind of קשר ובנסיעה ארוכה לכמה קומות לכם ידיש לסור. This is very big chiddush. So on the other hand he is very machmir that if you know someone you have already some kind of relation beforehand what's called libo gasba, okay, that's already for a short amount of time even in the elevator it's a problem. אבל לא מסוי כלל דבר כזה, it doesn't seem to be, they have someone which is already immediately willing to be with you. Even, it's so hard to find this definition of libo gasba, that they don't have to have any previous seduction, so in that case it'll be, it seems to be okay. ואם שתי נשים ודאיין לאסור שיחושו, if he's in the elevator with two ladies, of course there's a problem, because of course there's no חשש, שלא יוכל לפעול שתיהן בזמן קצר כזה. He can't do something with the both of them in such a short time. So he says in elevators, he says complete nonsense. There's no chance in the world that you have the time of ichud. I'm not really sure if he uses this definition of time also in other cases, like having someone working in your house, because according to him, calculating all this the process could take a very long time. I don't know. But anyway, so we see the amount of time. So according to Moshe Feinstein, it has to be a very long process, including the seduce her, to have the tumah, all the preparations. It's a very long time. According to Michas Yitzchok, between 5 to 8 minutes, that'll be the amount of time of Yichud. So according to both of them, elevators will definitely be okay. Rosh Hashanah says that there's a type of elevators that they could stop it in the middle. I've never seen such an elevator. They are? The what?
Not a Shabbat
elevator, but if you're stopping it. Can I stop an elevator? The emergency doesn't just ring a bell?
No.
It stops it? Okay. So
there are elevators. You know, it stops it and the bell rings and you hope you can get things done before they come.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Bison, in that case...
They take at least 10
minutes. 10 minutes.
5 to 8.
5 to 8. Okay. Sorry? No, it doesn't have to happen. It has to potentially happen. It has to potentially happen. And this is, according to what you find, it's a very long process, so it's very hard to find it. So, sorry, I can't understand. It also bring what? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to believe, absolutely. But so we'll finish here for today. We'll finish this next week with the Heterim of Baala Ba'ir and Petach Batuach, which is very, very interesting. And yeah, we'll carry on, but we'll see. Just to conclude. I assume so. We'll see maybe next week that this could be considered to be Petach Batuach because people could potentially see it. I think the post can say that you have to make sure that no one has access to the cameras other than certain people. And the people that's with you doesn't have access, because if he has access, he can just go to it and raise it and that's it. So just make sure he doesn't have access. So anyways, but just to remind, Yichud, all the halachas is... is the minimum. You have much more to always to keep careful. And as we see that even in modern days, people say this is very necessary, very, very important. Good night, everybody.
It's good.